are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, I hope you love me. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, yeah, I was just listening to the news, this whole Plan B and Kathleen Sebelius and Obama's backing Sebelius up, and the FDA is mad because they want to allow Plan B to be over-the-counter for kids younger than 17. I mean, here's my problem with it. I really don't like birth control being over-the-counter, period, for young children. I really don't. I have seen too many kids inappropriately take medicine already, and I've seen too many people with blood clots, okay? We were just talking about in the news last week this young girl who had a blood clot to her leg, 14 years old. Now, many people that have blood clots actually have a sort of, in their cascade, we call it a cascade, in terms of how you clot, when something happens, this whole cascade of chemicals interplays to make you clot. And there's an error in one of these cascades that could cause people to hyperclot. Now, if I had a daughter, and I don't, I got two boys, but if I had a daughter and I thought that she would have access to being able to take hormones like Plan B, okay, if she had sex and didn't want to tell me, I would probably, and I'm going to recommend this to you, have her get a hypercoagulability panel. Okay, hyper as in hypercoagulability panel, all right? This panel could see if she possibly has internally an issue with her clotting panel, let's say. And if she has a tendency to hyperclot, she really shouldn't be on birth control, not birth control with estrogen. And the way these morning after birth controls work is they give such a big dose of estrogen that the sperm and the egg can't fertilize. Okay, remember, fertilization happens within the tube, the fallopian tube. It starts in the ovary shoots out an egg, then the egg goes, and then it gets into the fallopian tube. The sperm goes into the vagina, and I don't have any sound effects for that, I apologize, and it swims up into the cervix, which is kind of the silver part of the light bulb. If you look at your uterus looks like a light bulb. The white part is the uterus, the silver part is the cervix. Cervix is the opening, that's where we pap smear. Sperm go into the cervix, go up the uterus, and then go up into the fallopian tube. So most fertilization happens in the fallopian tube. Okay, so these Plan Bs kind of prevent the fertilization from happening, decreasing egg motility, sperm motility, etc. So my worry is you have a young girl who has sex, let's say, every weekend, decides to pop this every weekend. God forbid she has a clotting disorder. Now, I know many people would disagree with me. Many doctors would disagree with me saying, oh, come on, Dr. Dahlia, people have been taking Plan B safely. I mean, you're only talking about one in a million cases, but that's the problem, okay? One in a million cases rule the way we do things. One lawsuit puts you out of business, okay? You know, I'm sorry, but lawsuits do rule the way we do things. And, you kill a kid, or a kid dies because they were able to access something without parental consent or parents knowing. And some people say, well, how would the parents know this? Well, if grandma had a clot and mom had a blood clot, maybe daughter's at risk for a blood clot, which is why I'm not sure where this is going to go with kids getting Plan B or having their friend go and get them the Plan B or older sister and then giving it to them. But if you think your children are going to be taking over-the-counter hormones, my recommendation would be to get an hypercoagulability panel. All right. I know I'm going to get some, nasty emails on this one, but, tough. You don't know what you're dealing with. And, my issue is we're making it so much easier for the kids not to talk to the parents. How much easier do we have to make it? You could get an abortion really without parental consent in some states. Really? Really? All right. Mom and dad, somebody needs to know. I mean, do we really have to independentize, emancipate these kids? Okay, a child's emancipated if she's pregnant. She's not pregnant, all right? No, she needs parental consent. I really believe that we should start reintroducing the parents back into the decision-making. Is that so bad? Oh, but the parents could beat the child. Not all, okay, you know, there was a commercial, gosh, I forget how many years ago, there was a commercial advocating to allow kids to get abortions without parental consent because you in the commercial, the dad was yelling. All right. And so what we're trying to do is what decreased child abuse is that what we're, I mean, how many cases are we talking about? Now, I mean, I don't want any child abuse to occur, but having a child go and get a surgical procedure where she could possibly bleed, have an infection, get a blood clot, have retained products without her mom or dad knowing, I think it's ridiculous. Why? Because you're afraid someone's going to pull out a belt. You know, I honestly, you cannot separate the parents from the child in these very life or death decisions. And I really think this country, I think schools, churches, et cetera, should change their focus rather than how to sneak by doing, you know, things without parents knowing to how to incorporate your parents and not have the parents freak out. You know, my husband said when he grew up, his dad did something very smart. His dad said, look, you will not get in trouble if you call me up in the middle of the night and you had been drinking and you need to drive home. All right. You will not get in trouble. You call me. Now, luckily, my husband didn't drink. I mean, you know, he really never liked alcohol, so that was good. But you see, things like that. Now, I know, yes, that could be in a la-la land, in a perfect society, but maybe this is what we need to be spending our time on. How to come up with, you know, little ways to reincorporate the parents into either drunk driving, alcohol, drinking alcohol, drugs, sex, etc. But sneaking to a grocery store to get plan B with your parents not knowing, I think we're going down the wrong path with that one. All right. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of good stuff to talk about. Looks like there is a possible breakthrough in cancer vaccines. They found it was able to reduce tumor size in pancreatic and breast cancer in mice. All right. We still got a long way to go, but looks like that's good. Also, there's an issue with kids getting bariatric surgery. Some insurance doesn't want to pay, and should they? Should kids be getting bariatric surgery? And some more news coming your way on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course I talk too much, but that's why I'm here. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You can call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can follow me on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia program to be brought to your city, just call up your station and say, bring the Dr. Dahlia Show now. We want more Double D. And I'm sure they'll do it. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I am 56 years old, and I have developed what appears to almost be like a hernia at my belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like at the side of it, not coming out the center like an Audi. And I'm wondering if I should be concerned about this. Thank you.
No, great question. I was just diagnosed with one, too. It's called an umbilical hernia. And it stinks because I was an innie my whole life. And even after two pregnancies, I wasn't any, but unfortunately I had a surgery, and a lot of times with the surgery, they go in through the belly button. I had had a tumor on my ovary that was actually a benign tumor years ago, and the doctor made a couple incisions, one of which through the umbilicus, the belly button area. And so after a while, you get some weakness there, and you end up getting a hernia. And we've talked about hernias on the show a lot, where what it is your bowel is kept in your stomach by your muscle and the musculature. You got the rectus abdominis, and you have a lot of abdominal musculature holding it in. And when the muscles become a little weak, the bowels can herniate through. And one of the easiest, tiniest, cutest hernias are the little umbilical hernias, where it makes your belly button look like an Audi, but more than that. Not all Audis are hernias. You know, some people have innies, some people have Audis, but this is where you actually have a little ballooning. And it doesn't have to be completely symmetrical. You know, it doesn't have to be right there in the center. It could be a little off to the side. When you cough, it protrudes out. As long as you could push it back in, that's a relief. It's not a surgical emergency, but we do like to get it addressed, okay? Because just because a hernia is small doesn't mean it can't cause a problem. You know, sometimes the smaller the hernia, you know, bowel can poke through and then get stuck as opposed to a bigger hernia. So you just don't know. You don't know if, you know, you're going to have any incarceration. We don't see it as much with the umbilical hernias as we do with the lower inguinal ones. More people get inguinal hernias, which are down lower by the groin. That's the hernia they always talk about on TV and, you know, make fun of, like Joey on Friends when he was running around, you know, when he was like rolling on the ground with the hernia. But those things, you definitely risk incarceration more because of gravity. Also, smokers seem to get hernias more often, and they believe more hernias are on the right, which I think is interesting. Umbilical hernias, no, you don't have to panic, but yes, you may want a surgeon to fix it up. And how they do it is they make a little incision, they find the muscle layer that's weak, they sew that up, they put a little mesh, kind of like a nylon, it kind of looks like a filter, but it's something that your body can easily tolerate, and that adds a little extra protection so you don't re-herniate. You know, I need abdominoplasty where I make a smaller stomach, so maybe I'll get mine fixed then. But it's very common. But good question, good question. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. You can call us anytime at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. If we are not on live when you're listening to us, we will play your question a day or two later, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so the National Transportation Safety Board, federal agency, wants to ban cell phones for all drivers across the state. They don't want to leave it up to the states anymore. Right? Right now, they're calling for a ban on cell phone use by drivers. They say you could use your hand-free devices instead, wireless headsets. But right now, they say no state now outlaws such activity. That doesn't make sense. I live in Vegas and Nevada, and we just passed a law saying no cell phones. So we now have to do the hands-free. And they say that drivers face serious risks when they talk on, I think they even want to ban wireless headsets. That's interesting. That's interesting. All right. So no cell phones except for maybe Bluetooth. All right. Here's the thing. A study came out today. Interesting that, you know, we had this study come out when this federal agency brought this up. A study came out from Fox. Fox didn't do the study, but they reported it that cell phone related driver accidents seem to be a lot more far exaggerated than they really are. Apparently there was a study where they looked at, you know, when the accident occurred, was the person on the phone? Was the person actually texting at the time? And they found that many of these accidents, no, cell phone wasn't to blame. All right, here's my take on this, okay? Once they made the change over to no cell phones while driving, I still see people, even me, try to figure out how to do the hands-free. I don't know how to work the Bluetooth thing. I have a button in my car, and I have to admit, it's still very distracting. Okay, you know, I like the cars where you could talk to your car. Some of these cars, you could talk to your car. There's a button. Our truck, we don't have that, so the phone rings, and I don't know if it's a kid's call. So I've been just pulling over. All right, I don't know how to mess with it, so I've been just pulling over. But I have to admit, this whole cell phone texting, Facebook beeping, instant messaging, emoji, happy facing is very distracting. And even if somebody isn't actually on the phone or texting, they're thinking about the call. I hate calling my husband. I don't call my husband when I think he's driving because I don't want to give him something to think about. I want him concentrating on the road. And usually when I call him, you know, it's a power call. You know, we're having issues with bills, x-ray may be down, mother-in-law call. I mean, you know, it's something heavy. I don't call my husband up to say, I love you. I don't do that. You know, when I call my husband up, it's because something's wrong. And something's going on. So I've trained myself to not do that. Because if he's going to be driving the kids and he's driving around, I don't want him distracted. And we were talking about this with our society becoming ADD. We were talking about this, I think, on last night's show, the last hour, where, you know, we're really an impatient society now, where we want our message, we want our text. So a lot of us, we have our phone next to us. We're not using our phone when we're driving, but we hear the beep. We hear the little noise notification, and we want to see it. All right, there's a message. They've got to do the studies where you have a person hearing that notification message or hearing that iPhone push and trying not to look in that direction. I got to tell you, it's just so distracting. And some of us, we have an hour and a half commute home. Luckily, I have a short commute, but when I went to UCLA, that was an hour and a half every day. Now, I got through it without a phone. All right. I mean, we didn't have all these notifications and IMs and texting. We didn't have that then, and we got through it. Now, once we have it, taking it away, whew, people are going through withdrawal. But we're so ADD. We're so ADD. Or, oh, you know what's a big thing is Shazam. How many of you guys have Shazam on your iPhone? Where, like, I listen to the Christmas music station now every day because I love listening to Christmas music. And all of a sudden you hear a version of something. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, who sings that? So then I reach for my phone and then I try to hit Shazam. And then Shazam, it's a free app that tells you who the artist is. Then you have an option to buy the song or not. And I'm too cheap and I'll buy the song. I just want to know who it is. And I do that in the car, and that's ridiculous. You know, so somebody could argue you should put away the phone, you should shut off the beep, you should hide the vibration sound, you should shut off the radio, you should shut the kids up, and we don't do that. We can't go back. We're too ADD. We're too used to it now. So, yes, I think there should be no excuse. You should be on the cell phone. You pull over and have the conversation because you are not concentrating. You're not concentrating at all. The only thing is I think more accidents are happening because people are trying to compensate for the laws. And that's ridiculous. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I think I'm a lot more unorganized trying not to answer the phone. See, because what happens is the phone now rings, and because I'm not allowed to answer the phone, I want to shut it off. I want to hit the button. So now I'm looking for the phone so I can hit the silent button or the decline button so I could drive and not use the phone. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. It's getting stupid. So honestly, if you're a car maker, design something with, you know, like some of these cars now have, where you don't even have to push a button, you don't even have to think. But honestly, I really don't like the idea of people talking while they're driving because they're thinking about work. They're like, oh man, I left that report. You really need to concentrate. Really need to concentrate. You know, it's interesting. I was, I don't know why I decided to look this up, but stop signs. I was looking up the history of stop signs. Oh, I know. I was watching Boardwalk Empire, and you, you know, it was the 1920s, and you see that there's no lanes. The roads were just dirt roads, and you see that people were crisscrossing in the lane. They didn't have traffic rules then. So I decided to look up, when did traffic rules come? Kind of cool. The stop sign was not always red. All right, but we'll hit some medical news, too, coming up. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential. essential oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Show sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. It was interesting. I said that today. I say that a lot. I go, yeehaw. I say that. And my husband said, you know where yeehaw came from? And I was like, yeah, like rawhide or something. He said, no. Yee was when you would be riding a horse, yee would be to turn the horse to the left. Ha would be to turn the horse to the right. I'm like, no, you're lying. He said that's what yee-haw is. And yeah, I tried to look it up and I saw another source say that. Yee-haw. So, but that wouldn't make, that doesn't make sense because you don't want the horse going left, right. You know, you'd make the horse schizophrenic. You'd want the horse to go, so that means a cowboy would be like, yee. And then maybe a few minutes later, he'd be like, aw. No, I don't think that happened. I don't believe it. But the one thing I do believe is we were just talking about before the break, cell phone bans and driver safety. Well, I wanted to look up what driver safety was back in the 20s when more and more people were driving automobiles. And just kind of some real interesting trivia here, okay, especially with the psychology of these stop signs. Barely in the 1900s, there was a gentleman who wrote an article titled Reforming Our Street Traffic Urgently – need it, okay? Because apparently there were many accidents. You had cars. You had horseback. You had people walking. There was no street signs at all, no lanes, et cetera, and there were accidents. And so there was a Rider and Driver magazine. So in 1900, this gentleman, I believe, Mr. Eno, I'm trying to look up the name here, proposed placing stop signs at intersections. And this happened in 1900, but it didn't happen then. It was a new concept. People were like, ah, interesting, but nothing happened. Now, in 1911, Michigan, a Michigan road got a center line. They actually started drawing lines in 1911, first in Michigan, okay? Oh, William Phelps Eno is widely credited with conceiving the stop sign. Oh, William Eno. That's a good name. Name your son Eno. Okay, so Michigan starts the center line. In 1915, Cleveland started an electric traffic signal. Okay, and Detroit installed the first stop sign. So the first stop sign wasn't used until 1915. All right, now, in 1915, it was like a 2x2 sheet of metal with black lettering on a white background. Of course, that posed a problem with snow, but that's what they had at the time. It was a white with black lettering, and that was in 1915. All right, then stop sign, I'm reading as this goes. What eventually happened, the stop sign we know of today, that didn't come until the 50s. Okay, there were multiple other things they did. A bunch of engineers got together, and they decided that the more sides a sign had, the more emphatic it would be, the more sign of danger. So they said a circle, since it has an infinite number of sides, screamed danger. So they put circles at railroad crossings, which we still see today. Octagon has 8 sides, was the second highest level. I guess an octagon has more sides than a circle. And that they wanted to use then for stop signs. Then the diamond shape was for warning signs. Rectangle and square, since they have less shapes, they used for informational signs. And again, that's how engineers looked at this. So in 1935, they came up with the first uniform standards of these signs. But in 1954, somebody said, we got to make a red. So in the 50s, they said, we got to make a red. Unfortunately, though, they still weren't able to come up with a color that would reflect off of cars. You know, what we take for granted today. Well, anyway, I guess by the late 50s, they were able to do this. And then we have the stop sign. And then, of course, it said stop. And that's why we have our current stop sign today. See, I thought stop signs always existed. All right? I didn't know there was like a little politics. Right? I didn't know they had to do some analytical thinking, but I still think it's kind of interesting. I just love, I love watching History Channel. I love watching these shows that go back into history because, you know, all the little details are there. You know, I thought I would see lanes with cars and you know, watching, not always. Not many people followed rules. Then later they had to come up with a rule where right has the right of way. I tell you, still people cheat on that one. People are always cheating with right-of-way. I see that all the time, and it drives me crazy. All right. So I know that was a big controversial issue, stop signs. Let's move to a medical controversial issue. Insurance may not be paying for bariatric surgery in kids, and some people are wondering, should insurance pay for that to begin with? Should kids be getting bariatric surgery? Now, okay, childhood obesity is a growing problem. Big growing problem, right? Now, NPR reports that many private insurance companies decline allowing children to get bariatric surgery. All right, they say the $20,000 procedure has risks, unproven effectiveness, etc. But Medicaid and CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, may be more inclined to cover it. The only thing is Medicaid, we've been watching this week an article came out saying Medicaid costs are soaring considerably. With the recession, more and more people have gone on state Medicaid and enrolled in the Medicaid program. So now states have seen at least, you know, 30-50% increases in their Medicaid spending. Now they have to contemplate, are they also going to be paying for bariatric surgery of obese children? Now, we used to just think kids were fat because they ate too much and played video games. And for most of these childhood obesity cases, I think that's true. There are a few cases, like I'm wondering with this one child in Ohio that was taken away from his mother, if he does have an inborn error of metabolism, a very rare type of issue where he cannot burn his fat. You do have some kids that, you know, family skinny, families, you know, in good shape, and they have one kid that's morbidly obese. You know, you wonder if there's something genetically going on. In that particular case, I think if he has exhausted all medical intervention and nutritional and environmental intervention, yes, he would be a candidate. My problem is, should ever, you know, do all children qualify for bariatric surgery, and should they even get it? Now, variety of different types of bariatric surgery we've talked about, like for adults, right? You could have the gastric bypass, right, where they bypass the stomach with the intestine, do the Roux-en-Y procedure. Very, very traumatic. Works well. You lose weight, but you have a change in your anatomy. Sometimes you don't absorb B12 as well and other nutrients. And they've come up with some easier type of surgeries, like the gastric sleeve, where they just remove the part of the stomach that's not attached to any opening. It's just kind of the extra pouch. Remove it. Remove a sleeve of it. Sew it up so your stomach is smaller. Then you have the gastric lap band, where you put a little band, you know, around the stomach. That seems to be the least invasive, but not as effective as like the gastric sleeve or the gastric band in terms of weight loss. So, you know, you have a variety of these issues. And then you have the Roux procedure, where once you have a gastric bypass, you go in and then you tighten up the stoma. So there's a variety of things. But I mean, really, are we going to start our children on these? You know, when do you say a child needs to diet and exercise? And when do you say, all right, this kid needs surgery? And who's going to make that decision? Okay? Now, yes, private insurances, many private insurances, they don't pay it for adults that need it, which is really frustrating. That I disagree with. I really disagree with insurance companies saying no, because the average diabetic, high blood pressure, heart patient, cancer patient costs the insurance company a heck of a lot more than what the gastric band or bypass or the lap band would do. So I think they're being penny-wise, pound-foolish with that one. But now kids, the other thing, too, is what are we teaching our kids if they think, oh, okay, well, if I don't lose weight, I can just do the surgery. I mean, we're talking about kids now. Now, what I want to do is when we talk about this, let's get rid of the idea of these kids having genetic inborn errors of metabolism, issues where they genetically are obese, they can't do anything about it. I'm worried about the kids that, yeah, we dieted, we tried to go to Weight Watchers, and I'm still 30 to 40 pounds overweight. I don't like the idea of a kid going straight to surgery. I don't like that at all. Mm-mm. All right? I mean, you're going to be battling obesity your whole life. We all do. I have. Okay? I've had very skinny years, but then when the metabolism slowed, I had to learn I had to eat differently. I had to exercise differently. If I couldn't exercise like I used to, then I need to exercise different muscle groups, maybe do yoga, Pilates, etc. But managing your weight is a day-to-day battle. And already this society is getting lazier and lazier and lazier. And we're teaching our kids they could be lazier. My kids use calculators in school. Yeah, you need to know how to use a calculator, but I see them. They go for my iPhone so they could use a calculator. Kids are getting lazier and lazier. And if they think that they're out is having a surgery and snip, snip, what's gonna happen when they gain weight again in their 20s? How are they, what, they're going to go to surgery every 5 years? When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we're talking about childhood obesity and, you know, should they have access to bariatric surgery and should insurance pay it? And, you know, we were talking earlier on my show about this whole Plan B being over the counter and the FDA, saying, no, we don't want children under 17 without parental consent getting the Plan B. Morning after birth control. We were talking about that earlier in the show today. And, you know, maybe my problem with all this is we're just making it too easy on the kids. You know, I do have a problem with a 14-year-old, 15-year-old having sex and not worried about repercussions because they could just go to a store and pop the Plan B birth control. I just have a problem with that. You know, and I don't think I'm being overly conservative or overly religious. I just think we're making things too damn easy on kids. I mean, you used to have repercussions. In the 50s, you'd be afraid to have unprotected sex or sex before marriage because you could get pregnant. Okay, now no worry. No worry. You could do whatever the hell you want because we could go and get Plan B over the counter. No, I don't think it should be available to children under 17. I think they should go to their parents, and the parents should bring them to the doctor, and then the doctor should do an STD check. If a child is worried that she got pregnant because she had unprotected sex, then she probably was exposed to STDs. Why are people upset about this? Why are adults upset that kids can't get Plan B if they're under 17 without a doctor's prescription? What are they thinking? If a child is worried that she got pregnant, that means she wasn't protecting herself, which means she could be at risk for STDs. Don't you think these kids need some sort of counseling? Don't you think these kids should be screened for abuse or rape? You know, don't you adults think that a parent should somehow be involved? This is what I was complaining about, you know, last hour. I'm like, you know, society is going towards, let's emancipate our children, let them be as free from their parents as possible. Why aren't we bringing the families back together? Mom or dad or mom and dad should know. You know, I mean, still right now, kids could probably have their older sibling or their older friend go and get the birth control and give it to them. I think it's crazy that parents aren't being involved. What we should be teaching in the schools and churches and teaching on a national level is how to reintegrate mom and dad into the family. Okay, your child's doing drugs, your child's drinking, your child's having sex, your child is, sending pornographic pictures of themselves to other people. They're being accosted by sex offenders on Facebook. Where are the parents? Oh, we have to give them their privacy. Oh, these kids are young adults. No, they should have be able to make decisions by themselves and have privacy on Facebook. What the hell are you doing? Really? Kids are killing themselves. There's cyberbullying now. We didn't have cyberbullying when we were growing up. There is cyberbullying. Somebody who doesn't even know your kid and who your kid doesn't even know can tell your kid to go kill themselves and your kid does it. Are we really that idiotic? Get involved. If your kids have Facebook, you go on their face and don't just become a friend. You get their passwords. I've talked about this. You get their Twitter passwords. You see what they're doing and who's communicating with them. And if they don't allow you to, they lose the computer. Period. Okay? If your kids want to go to Walgreens on a Saturday night to pick up Plan B, you drive them. If not, they lose the car. If your kids are having unprotected sex, maybe you come up with some sort of a system saying, look, you know, you won't get in trouble. Yeah, I mean, I know in my family, oh my gosh, if one of us had sex, we'd be shot. So I get that. You know, I still am afraid of my mom. My dad died. I still think my dad could come after me. I mean, I've always had that fear for my parents. I mean, yes, they scared the hell out of me. But maybe what we need to do is figure out, all right, this is how you and your parents are going to deal with this. If you're having sex, you know, have some sort of a pact or something where you won't get in trouble. So parents will take you to the doctor and get evaluated. I got to tell you, ladies, after that first pap smear, you're not going to want anything in there, not even a tampon. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right, maybe that's good. You know, maybe if you think your daughter's contemplating sex, take her in. I don't know. I mean, it's very frustrating to me that we're making things so easy on kids and they're not making the right decisions. Okay? A child making the right decision would not be having sex as a child. You know, well, we need to let these kids make decisions for themselves. Make decision really taking a morning after pill. What if they have a clotting disorder and you don't know about it? What if they're a smoker? You know, these medicines aren't without risks. I just think we're giving kids an easy out. You know, a story came out today in the medical news saying chronic fatigue syndrome affects 1 out of 100 pupils. And if 1 out of 100 students, you know, is tardy to class or skipping class or falling asleep in class, maybe they're suffering from chronic fatigue. Really? Chronic fatigue? I have chronic fatigue. okay? I still get my ass up out of bed and I still go to work. And I still do a radio show and I still take care of two kids. Okay? Yes, chronic fatigue is real, but really now we're going to give our kids an out again? Oh, let's give them a diagnosis of chronic fatigue. It's okay, honey, sleep. You know why they have chronic fatigue? They're up the night before playing video games, watching Family Guy reruns, drinking caffeinated drinks. Then they're sleeping poorly. They're probably sneaking out of the house. That's why they're sleeping during school. Really? We're going to let the kids have an out saying chronic fatigue? Let's read this here. This came from, looks like it came from England. Chronic fatigue syndrome, also known as myalgic encephalomyelitis, affects 2,800 pupils. Oh, the study came out with 2,800 pupils in three schools. All right? And they said the effect was potentially devastating. They say the true figure is higher. There's no cure for chronic fatigue. Overall, 1% of pupils had chronic fatigue, and the illness accounted for more than 6% of pupils who were missing large amounts of school. You get your ass to school. You know, when I was a teenager, I slept in. I tried sleeping in every day. I was a super student until my senior year. My folks moved my senior year. So, of course, I lost my class offices. I lost my boyfriend. I had to start over in a new school. They had different requirements, so I had to take an extra freshman PE, extra freshman geography. And so I hated school my last year. So I would sleep in, and I would miss as many days of school as I could. Okay, yeah, maybe I had chronic fatigue, but that was by choice. All right. If I wanted to go to school, I went to school. If I didn't want to go to school, I pretended I was tired. And it's very easy to let the fatigue take over you. If I think about how tired I get, then I'll fall asleep. If I don't think about it, and I got to work and I got to, you know, hit the pavement, then I do. But really, okay, yes, if your child has chronic fatigue, they still got to get to school. Because you want to know what? They're going to have to go to college. And you want to know what? They're going to have to go to a job. Okay, how is your child going to support himself and his family if he doesn't attend his job because of quote-unquote chronic fatigue? What is our job as parents and grandparents? Is to make sure our offspring can live in the wild. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what animals are supposed to be doing in the animal kingdom. You are supposed to be training your child for the wild and for adulthood. And what are we doing? Oh, you could get surgery for your obesity. Oh, you could, if you, you know, have sex unprotected, you won't get pregnant because we'll give you the plan B. Oh, you know, I mean, really, what are we doing here? Chronic fatigue is keeping them out of school. That's going to keep them out of a job. How are we training our kids? I almost feel like we need all our kids to go through some sort of a boot camp. We are wussifying with a W our children. This is ridiculous, people. Yes, there's medical problems. Yes, there's exceptions to the rule. These kids that have true medical issues, they need to be addressed with. And yes, I do think some kids qualify for bariatric surgery, but not the way I think this system is going. Okay? Maybe we should relook at the Facebook and the Twitter and the cell phones and the bedtimes and the television they're watching and the video games and the people they're dating and having sex with and the smokes and the Red Bull. Maybe we really need to see what the hell the kids are doing and say no. Okay, maybe we should start parenting again. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.